Every month we get to talk to those. On behalf of the Johnson Center for Philanthropy, doing great things in our own backyard, such as they let the neighbors come and talk. Looking forward to this conversation. Good to catch up with you, Dr. Salvatore Alaimo, Associate Professor, School of Public Nonprofit and Health Administration at Grand Valley State University. Sal, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Did you ever come down from your great award-winning documentary, What is Philanthropy?
Well, not yet. It's still the little train that could. It's still getting added to public library and academic library collections. So it's going to be a long ride, I think.
Great. And would you introduce us to this School of Public, Nonprofit, and Health Administration?
Yes. We are part of the College of Community and Public Service. So we've got a couple of degree programs. We've got an undergrad program in public and nonprofit administration. We've got a master's in public administration, a master's in health administration, and a fairly new degree called a master's in philanthropy and nonprofit leadership.
Well, I guess the follow-up question, Dr. Alaimo, are you busy?
This time of year, yes. I'm creating a lot of papers. Yes.
We have a great conversation to take place right now on behalf of your guest, the SPNHA Research to Practice. This is our conversation. What are we to discuss?
Yeah, well, we have an in-house journal called the SPNHA Review. And each year, our department selects the top five research papers that our graduate students write. We have an editorial board. Dr. Priscilla Comboco is our editor of the journal. And those students get those papers published in that journal. And we're very proud of them.
Yes, we have two of your graduate students with us that have certainly presented their work. We'll call them winners. Would you please do the introductions, Dr. Alaimo?
Sure. So today we have a special treat. We have two of those students that published their papers in the current edition of the journal. We have Brittany Gray and we have Shela Abbasroor.
Great. Brittany, would you introduce us to you?
Hello, my name is Brittany. I graduated from the Grand Valley Public Administration Nonprofit Program last December. I recently was the interim executive director at The Pantry. It's a local nonprofit on Kalamazoo and 28th Street, or I lied to you, 44th Street.
Have you pursued a career in anti-human trafficking?
I've been working really actively in our own advocate networks here in Grand Rapids and always try to find ways that I can further raise awareness or help in getting the rights for our human trafficking victims.
Thank you for that. We'll talk about your piece shortly. Would you please introduce who is on our phone, Dr. Alaimo?
Sure. All the way from Palestine, we have on our phone Shela Abbasroor, who is a full-time disability advocate over there in her home country.
Good morning, Shela.
Good morning to you.
Good. Thank you for being here. Wow. Disability advocate in Palestine. Thank you for spending time with us. And I'm going to get right to you, Shela. Your publication title is Does the Work of Disability NGOs Seeking Decent Work for Persons with Disability Impact Public Employment Policies in Palestine? What would the first question be, Dr. Alaimo, for Shela?
Well, I think it would be important to set the context for how people with disabilities are treated in Palestine so we here in the United States can get an understanding of any similarities or differences in the context for how that works.
Shela?
Yeah, sure. So, relevant to the topic of the paper, maybe it's worth noting that persons with disability, 87% of persons with disability aged above 15 are out of the labor market. 37% of them leave schools before they finish the primary stage, and 53% of them are illiterate. So what is different at the policy level between persons with disability in the U.S. and persons with disability in Palestine is that the American Disability or American Discrimination Act is based on the human rights approach, while the law of persons with disability in Palestine is based on a charitable and medical model of disability and doesn't address disability issues from a human rights perspective.
Dr. Alaimo, how was it such that Shetha was granted one of the top five graduate research papers? What did your awarders see in this presentation?
Well, I would say, first of all, very crisp and tight writing, great framing of the topic, incredible intense research around the topic, exhaustive literature review, and be able to frame her argument, defend it, and come up with some solid conclusions.
What was that experience like for you, Shetha? And now you are certainly published.
Well, I think it's a good experience for me at the personal level, but what is more important is that it's a chance for persons with disability, Palestinians with disability, the work on advocacy in Palestine, non-governmental organizations, as well as disability in the Palestinian context. I think that it's a chance for all of that to be known by whoever thinks that it's an interest for them.
Thank you for that. Shetha is a big deal, Dr. Alaimo.
Yes, Shetha is a big deal. She's always been very modest. She was modest when she was here in our program.
Yeah.
So I have to toot her horn just a little bit. Most people might not know this, but the United Nations has their annual global conference on people with disabilities at their headquarters in New York City, and Shetha represented Palestine and spoke up at the podium on behalf of her home country and represented people with disabilities from Palestine.
Shetha, have you come down from that? Is that still a good memory?
Oh, yeah, it was. It was a good memory. And yet it is. I mean, it was a chance, to be honest. It was a chance to know that, you know, how this United Nations thing works and who it serves and how we can make best use of it if we can. Yeah.
Great. Does it snow in Palestine?
Doesn't snow in Palestine. And very, very little snow.
Yes. Well,
I got a lot of snow in Grand Rapids. I think I got enough for the rest of my life.
Oh, that's great. Dr. Salvatore Alaimo, what are your final words for Shetha?
Shetha, what did you take away from your experience here at Grand Valley in our program? Is there anything that you brought back with you to Palestine that you feel that you can use now in your career?
In my career, yes. But I'd like to first say that I took memories of the wonderful professor, like Professor Alaimo, who wasn't yet always supportive. And actually working in the research we're talking about was a very great chance for me to reflect on how I do advocacy and how we can be more impactful when working in this issue using different advocacy tools.
Very nice. Well, again, we'll continue reading your great work. Does the work of disability NGOs seeking decent work for persons with disability impact public employment policies in Palestine, written by you, Shetha Abu Sroor. Good day to you. We'll let you go. You take care, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
Very nice. Brittany Gray, it's your turn to share your publication here in the, and this is, Sal, this is the SPNHA Review, correct?
That's right.
Yes. Brittany, what do we find from your good works?
For my research, I really wanted to look at public administration and discretion and look at how our institutional processes could kind of affect the human rights and the treatment of human trafficking victims here in the United States.
Exploring Impacts of Administrative Discretion on Human Trafficking Victims. I'll ask you for a Cliff Note version, and then Sal will be thinking of the answer to why her choice.
So to explore this concept, I created a story of a young girl that was escaping violence in Guatemala and traveled to the United States. But during that time, she was trafficked into the United States. So you could label her as either an illegal economic immigrant, a refugee, a human trafficking victim. So there's so many tiers in which she could fall. But I also look at local law enforcement and how simply performing your job could change what resources were available to this young girl that traveled to the U.S., as well as how she was treated.
Great. And Dr. Limo, again, why the choice for Brittany's Gray in this publication?
Yeah, this paper was unique in that, you know, typically when you read a research paper, you're not going to read a story per se. And as Brittany just said, she created a story. And the story is magnificent because you read it and you believe it's real. And why do you believe it's real? Because it amplifies and exemplifies each of the points and sections of the paper. So as she's covering the research on this important topic of human trafficking, you're able to connect the story and connect a name, and you can visualize a face of this person that is navigating all of the issues around human trafficking. And it was a wonderful experience to read the paper for that reason.
Great. What does a publication in a review such as this do for a career, Brittany?
One, it does lend to your career and your credibility and kind of leaves your stamp. But at the same time, this is an avenue to raise awareness for human trafficking, to fuel a difference, to create impact and change so that we can start working on the policy change that's necessary to help those that have been victimized by human trafficking.
Okay. So you're working now where again?
Currently, I'm working on a solo project regarding trafficking awareness. Right now, there's a lot of nonprofits that are doing wonderful work in the Grand Rapids area and greater West Michigan. One thing that I personally want to work on is training for our everyday bureaucrats, our people that are in doctor's offices, law enforcement, in the hospitals, who are on the front lines every day that have the potential to identify human trafficking and take the steps to kind of help that individual.
Right, because it does happen in our own backyard. Yes.
Does indeed.
Cool. Dr. Salvador Limo, what else do we need to discuss?
Well, one other thing I'd like to point out is if anybody wants to read any of the past, we don't have the current edition up yet, but the website is scholarworks.gvsu.edu/SPNHA review. That is housed on our library's ScholarWorks repository. And what we have found is that a lot of our past alumni that have been published in the review, they're, and they may not even be aware of this, and I'm glad Brittany and Shetha will now be aware of this, their papers, their articles are read by thousands of people who download them from all around the world. That's the beauty of the internet, right? So we're proud of that, and we're proud that we're spreading the talent that we have from our students outside of West Michigan and outside of the country.
Just like your voice could be heard all over the world if we listened to this interview. Right?
How about that?
All right. Congratulations, Brittany Gray, on behalf of you and your colleagues, making the top five in this SPNHA review. And that stands for what again?
School of Public, Nonprofit, and Health Administration.
Right. Where you are an associate professor, Dr. Salvatore Limo. Thanks.
Thank
you, Shelley. Congratulations to you and yours.